The following Dominican University of California production has been brought to you by radio.dominican.edu.
Welcome to Dominican University of California for Family Weekend today. Here joining us today is Joaquin Cordero, and next to me is Diane Farino. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Joaquin?
Good, good, good. Are you excited for today?
I'm really excited. My family's not here, but I'm excited to see all the Dominican families out, and it's going to be a good day.
Yeah, I've never had my parents come through, but, you know, I'm excited to see some parents come and find out what the Dominican's all about, you know, the services they offer here and how this university can launch their kids into a better future.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a transfer student, so it's definitely interesting to see all the families and to see what Dominican has to offer, because I've only been here for a year and I'm a senior and I still don't really know what's out there. So this is really cool.
So do you like being a transfer student here at Dominican?
I am so happy I transferred here. I'll tell you that. That's for sure. I'm graduating in the spring and I definitely couldn't be happier. I'm definitely glad that I'm getting a diploma from Dominican. So
did Dominican help you throughout this whole transfer?
Absolutely. I mean, I definitely made some friends on my own who also transferred at the same time, and it all worked out really well. And I don't know, I think just for what my major and what I want to do as a career, Dominican is definitely the place that I am meant to be at. So.
And the campus is beautiful.
Yeah.
I recently read an article that it's, I think, one of the top 15 most beautiful campuses or something like that.
That's really cool.
It's evidence if you come visit the campus, which I hope the families that come to visit the campus fall in love with this campus.
Look how beautiful. It's a beautiful day.
It's a good day.
It's
not too hot. It's not too cold.
Right. I was thinking when I left the house today, I'm like, this is fall weather, because I walk out and it's sunny, but it's a little crisp out, but it's doable. Your light sweater and you're good. We are here at Family Weekend. And don't forget, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
And we'll be right back.
Welcome back. You are still listening to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. And I'm here with Claire Schwartz, who is a part of the alumni relations at Dominican University. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing here on Family Weekend.
Well, as you said, I work in alumni relations, and once you graduate from Dominican, you will be an alumna, an alumnus as a male yourself. And we have a lot of benefits and events and opportunities to stay involved and connected with Dominican once you leave. So we are here with, we partner with the advancement department. They help raise money for the school. We partner with them. And we're here with Family Weekend. And there is a lot of efforts right now to get parents involved as well. We're going to be starting a parents newsletter. So we're here with them as well.
And what's going to be in this parents newsletter? What kind of information are you going to put on it?
You know, not exactly in that department, but there's going to be ways that parents can also get involved, scholarships, events, opportunities, things like that.
So I'm graduating this coming year, and what kind of things do the alumni relations department events do you guys put on for alumni?
Let's see. I wish I had my fall events postcard with me. We send out postcards in the fall and the spring. Obviously we're online as well, but the postcards are just kind of a nice fancy way of putting all events together. We do a really nice little picture of Dominican, and we send these out every fall and spring. And this one has a nice picture of Anne Hathaway Cottage on it. And this lists all the events that we host in the alumni department. So September, we had a golf classic. We have that every year. And we did a Chinatown walking tour. So we had an alum from the class of 1962.
Oh, wow.
And she led us on a tour from the back alleyways of Chinatown. We started out with a dim sum lunch.
Oh.
And then she walked us around monuments. We went to the Fortune Cookie Company.
That's awesome.
Got
that
to taste
so
some
good.
Fortune cookies.
You're making me hungry right now.
Did you get a good fortune?
Ah, I wish I remembered that. It was kind of a generic one,
yeah,
to be
that's
honest.
That's how it is.
And then we host these quarterly networking events in San Francisco. We'll often have an alum host them who works in a company in the city, and it's an opportunity for alumni to meet each other and network with each other, because most of our alumni are actually in the Bay Area. We have a base of about 16,000 alumni who have graduated from Dominican, and about 80% of them live in the Bay Area. So we really do focus our concentration on having events there. So we have socials, gatherings. We try to do, like I said, professional networking events, but we also like to do fun events, such as the cultural events, like going to Chinatown. We also do museum visits. And then during the holidays, we also have gatherings too. We usually have one at Dominican, and then we're looking into kind of having a networking holiday event. This year, we're having it at 555 California Street. They do a Christmas tree lighting there.
Wow.
So I think in San Francisco, they have a couple tree lightings like Union Square, mm-hmm. Ghirardelli. So
that sounds like a lot of fun, though.
555 California is a great, it's kind of a, you know, cheery event. And then we were actually just in LA as well. We have a number of alumni down there. So we had three events. We had went to the aquarium. It was kind of like a cultural trip. And then there was a woman who had a tea at her home, kind of was appealing to the older alumni. But she had these little tea cakes and amazing historic home. And then we had a wine tasting happy hour at San Antonio Winery. Uh-huh. So that was appealing to many as well. And we've actually started launching career webinars. So it really focuses on a lot with leadership development and really helpful tips for people starting out in their career. Yeah. So we try to, you know, offer resources to alumni, keep you connected to each other as well as university, because it really is a fabulous opportunity to meet with people in different fields and
absolutely.
Expand your network. Uh-huh. And, you know, you might be interested in a field and you could ask us, hey, is there an alum working at, you know, Twitter or Google or some type of a company that you're interested in? And we could probably connect you with them. And, you know, when you meet someone outside of Dominican and you tell them you went to Dominican, and if they went there, you're going to have an instant bond.
Absolutely.
And you're going to be like, did you have so-and-so as a teacher? Did you have a class in Guzman? Did you da-da-da-da-da? Do you remember Cal Riga? You know, like you'll have these connecting points. Did you sneak a cake into your dorm? Whatever.
Shh. Not on the radio. Sorry.
Can't leave again. I am clean.
You know what I'm talking about. I'm used to appealing to more of an adult audience as alumni, uh-huh. but you guys get the drift. Lots to look forward to, basically.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I am very excited. It sounds like you guys put on some great events that for, you know.
A lot of busy events.
Yeah, just to, you know, socialize, but, you know, network at the same time. And it was
yeah.
And
then
experience.
In the spring, so these postcards have a little nifty magnet here.
Oh.
And in the spring, we have reunion every year. And we'll have a golden circle for the alumni that are celebrating their 50th anniversary.
Wow.
So the class of 1966 will be celebrating their 50th reunion coming up in April. But we do invite alumni from all years. So it's a really wonderful time to come back to campus, connect, have a meal, you know, network. And then we did boat dance this last year.
Right.
So, and if you were an alum from 1980 to whenever they stopped it, I don't know, a couple years ago maybe, that'll be a really fond memory that you'll have. So that's another fun thing. We have that every year. We have a couple events that we do every year. Bocce is in June. We've been doing that every year. We partner with athletics department as well as golf. So those are our annual events, and then a Christmas and reunion. And then we try to fill up the rest of the months with fun events.
Well, wow, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
That's so great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Claire, for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for
having me. It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
And so if you're just tuning in, this is radio.dominican.edu. We were just talking with Claire Schwartz, who is an alumna of Dominican, and you graduated in 2008,
yep.
I see. And We will be back shortly here at Family Weekends.
If you're just tuning into radio.dominican.edu, we are here at Family Weekend Services Fair. And I'm here with the next interview with Booker T. Harris, the men's basketball coach. And so with the season just around the corner, how are you doing today, Booker T?
I'm excited to be here. It's a great weekend, Family Weekend, yeah. And the temperature is dropping and the sun's coming up later.
So finally.
I mean, winter is here and basketball's on the horizon.
How is the team looking so far?
You know what? We're making progress every day. I mean, it's tough conditioning and trying to get yourself in game-like shape and situations, mm-hmm. and simulating that without actually, you know, being in a game. So those guys are working hard, and there's potential. You know, there's bright spots. I call it the good, the bad, and the ugly. So it's hopefully more of the bad and ugly will diminish, and we'll be able to hit on all cylinders here pretty quick.
And how are the rookies this season, the freshmen and the transfer students?
You know what? Those guys have been really great. I'd say the toughest thing about for the freshmen is everyone's good in high school. And, you know, mm-hmm. you're coming from your program, you're probably the best player on your high school team. And when you come to college, it's a different game as far as the pace, the quickness of the game, and also the physicality. Like, you know, Joaquin, you freshman year compared to you about to be a senior, you're that much stronger mentally and physically. Uh-huh. So playing catch up on that, and it's not something that happens overnight, which is, you know, one of the fun parts and frustrating parts for young people is you have to see daily improvement day after day. And it's, you know, one of those things where you wish you can just press the easy button, mm-hmm. or put the microwave on 2 minutes and be like, dang, all right, I'm there already. But it's just another step in process.
Day by day, exactly. And when is your first game?
First home game is November 13th here at the Icebox, and we open up with PacWest and CCAA Basketball Challenge. We have Sonoma State the first night in Monterey Bay Saturday that following night. Mm-hmm. And next Friday, we head up to play an exhibition against University of Nevada Reno, which is Division I and in the Mountain West Conference.
So you guys getting prepared for that game?
Ooh, yes, we.
Yeah,
we're doing our best to prepare for that game and come up with an upset.
Well, thank you so much for giving us a little preview of the basketball season, and thank you for being here at Family Weekend at Dominican University of California. Booker T. Harris here with us. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. It was a pleasure. It's real fun. Takes me back to my my own DJ days.
Enjoy. And now, me, Joaquin Cordero, and Diane Farino here at Dominican University. We're about to bring you the next interviewee in a little bit once we find them. And we will be right back. Enjoy.
We are here, me and Joaquin Cordero. This is Diane Farina, and we are here with Monica Shimada, a junior public health major at Dominican, and she works in the library. And how's working in the library? How do you like it?
Working in the library is pretty awesome. I've been there since last year, since I was a sophomore. It's a lot of fun. Get to see a lot of people, meet a lot of people, and also people from the community as well, because they use our library too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, because my first semester here, I had class, every single class in the library. So I was in the library a lot. So I would assume that you would run into a lot of people.
Yeah, definitely.
So you're a public health major.
Mm-hmm.
What guided you towards that major?
I started off undeclared, and then I was leaning towards bio. And then that was a little difficult for me. So I still knew that I wanted to help people. Mm-hmm. So I went into public health, tried out some of their classes, loved it. And then I'm also a minor in business. So hopefully I want to take that into healthcare administration.
Nice.
Yeah, and so far so good. I'm loving it.
Nice. So what's the difference? Because I'm a communications major. So what's the difference between like a biology and then public health?
Well, bio is definitely more science.
Mm-hmm.
The goal, assuming for all students in bio, is usually med school.
Mm-hmm.
But public health is more broad in a sense that you could go into the government, you can go into education, nonprofit, hospital, all that stuff. And it's more working with the community, whereas if you were bio and then pre-med, you would do more one-on-one with a patient.
Got it. Mm-hmm. So we're here at Family Weekend. Do you have any family here
I
today?
Do. No, not here today. I'm from, I was like, do I have any family? Yes.
Of course.
They're not here this weekend. I actually just went home last weekend. I'm about an hour away.
Oh, so
it's
okay.
Really easy to see them.
Have they ever come to Family Weekend in the past years?
No.
That's how
neither
it is.
Ours.
Yeah, we were just talking earlier because I live about a half hour away.
Uh-huh. And I live like an hour, 45 minutes away.
Yeah, so it's like my mom works in the area too, so mm-hmm. we both commute, and today was her day off, so she's like,
I'd rather just stay home and chill.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Any weekend could be family.
Right?
Weekend
exactly. Yeah. So, but that's cool that you came out, that you're here and you're supporting. So, are you doing anything in particular here today?
I'm also on ASDU. So, we just finished up with Shield Day, and then we have convocation in about a couple minutes, actually.
So, do you have to head in there for that? Or?
About 5 minutes.
Okay.
I'm good.
Shield.
It's okay.
Shield?
Shield Day?
Shield
was like
Day. What is that? Explain to us.
It's the whole Dominican tradition about, I don't know how long it's been going on, but it's been for a while. But like the senior class makes the shield for this freshman class.
I was not invited to that thing.
Where are the updates?
I'm a transfer student. I don't know.
Okay. Are you a senior?
Yes, I am. I'm a senior transfer student, and I was not informed of this shield presentation.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It happens. Yeah. But, you know.
Usually we try to post all over Facebook and Instagram.
That makes sense.
Not really Snapchat, but yeah. That
would be interesting. Okay,
just have a Dominican University Snapchat.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. We have all those geo filters. Oh, yeah. That was ASDU.
Really? Okay.
That was ASDU? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Me and my friends were talking about it because I really like Snapchat a lot. It's kind of Instagram and Snapchat are my apps. So when I saw the geo filters and that new penguin, me and my friends were like, who did this?
Yeah.
Who presented?
That's ASDU.
So I thought it was the graphic department or something. Like
they helped create it, but it was like ASDU who sent them in and all that stuff. Yeah.
So who drew the geotags?
I believe it was Kayla Mahoney and Adonis Diaz, who also works in the library.
Oh.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. I love them.
I feel like, sorry to go on a Snapchat tangent, but I feel like that would be a very difficult process to send in all those.
I'm not sure. The person you need to talk to is Salvador Chavez. He's the director of communications. So he's in charge of all that stuff. And he's the one constantly posting on Facebook and Instagram and all that
stuff. Well, if you can hear us, Salvador, come our way. Oh. I have some questions for you.
But
have any more questions? Anything you would like to add?
Anything about ASDU?
Go Pangs.
That's coming up.
Anything about ASDU?
Oh.
Haunted House is Saturday.
Is.
Carnival?
Yeah,
I've seen mm-hmm. posters.
It's going to be great. There's going to be games outside, too. It's going to be real creepy, but great.
And for the first time, it's going to be on the actual Halloween day, correct?
Yes, because Halloween's on a Saturday this year.
Yeah,
are you dressing up as anything?
My roommate and I are going to be Sugar and Spice and everything nice.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah.
Wow. Are you going to be anything, Joaquin?
Probably some Star Wars characters. I won't lie. Maybe a Stormtrooper for the upcoming
that
Star
makes
Wars
sense.
Release.
Ah, nice.
Because Joaquin reported on Penguin Press Pass about the Star Wars movie coming out. Makes sense.
What about you, Diane?
I'm going to be Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh, nice.
I decided to go classic.
Right. It's a Disney classic.
Yeah.
Is it Disney?
Not Disney.
Storybook. Fairy tale.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, it's the same thing.
Yeah. I told my grandma that we should take a picture together.
It's not Disney.
Oh.
Yeah,
that would be great.
But anyways, we're here at a Family Weekend, and we are here with Monica. We are on radio.dominican.edu, and we will be right back with our next interview. And
thank you, Monica.
Thank you so
Thanks,
much
guys.
For joining us. We are here at Family Weekend at Dominican University of California. I'm Diane Farina, joined by Joaquin Cordero. And we are here with Levi Shanks, who is the Director of Student Rights and Responsibility. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you all?
I'm great.
Good,
so
good.
What are you doing here at Family Weekend? What are you out here doing?
Oh, geez. Right now, I feel like I'm doing a little bit of everything. I think a lot of the stuff we're doing is we're just trying to talk with parents about kind of what it's like for students to be here, all the services that we offer, and trying to get as many, touch points with them so that if a student doesn't come to us or doesn't know where to go, they will most likely go to their parents. And so the more they know, the better the student.
Right. So what's your role being, the Director of Student Rights and Responsibilities?
Right. It's a long title. It's a long, fancy title. I didn't
Sounds like professional.
It. Right, yeah. Right, yeah. It felt like it should have came with a sword or something.
Did you get knighted before?
I wish, yeah. No, with that, I have kind of two main responsibilities. One is I actually represent students in grievances or complaints against the university.
Oh.
So anytime somebody has an issue, they don't know what to do, I kind of will advocate for the student and say, okay, what's going on with you is a pretty big deal. Let's see if we can work it out. And then on the other side of that, I'm responsible for investigating misconduct that happens on campus.
Got it.
And coming up with a response. So I like to tell parents that I'm the and even students, I'm the bad guy in any
the enforcer.
College movie. Yeah.
Enforcer.
The enforcer. So, but it's a good time. I try not to make it something that's scary or intimidating or, bust people's chops too much. It really is supposed to be something where you kind of, learn and grow through the process. I'm not trying to, damn someone. So.
Well, it seems like a difficult job. Very.
I mean, have you ever found it difficult to give that student a certain kind of punishment or to at least, talk to the student?
I think it depends. I think generally the best thing I can tell students is if you find yourself in a troublesome situation, the best thing you can do is come and meet with me so that, if I can put a face and a name and a person, to what happened, it makes it it personalizes it. So it's not just, a name on a page, and it helps softens it a little bit,
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that there was a role on campus like this because I'm a transfer student. I didn't live in the dorms, didn't really have that experience, but that's great that Dominican has someone that kind of can be a friend, but also has to, lay down the line.
Yeah, it's a new position. It started actually just September of 2014, and it had never existed before. So this last year has been a lot of changing and creating new programs on the campus. And the most recent one is called Dominican Care. And that's one of the more important things. It's really, it's kind of built as a safety net for students. CARE stands for Campus Assessment Response and Evaluation. So I know it's long.
Long title.
Actually, I did pick this one, so I can't hide behind that. But really, it's for, when people come to school, they have a lot of different issues that can happen on campus, off campus. And what this is really meant to is to track those, well, not track the students, but know about what's going on with the students and try and figure out how we can best help them. Mm-hmm. And it's a little bit more active than just people are out there having their issues and if you need us, come find us. It's more like let's put ourselves out there and try to help some people.
Because it's sometimes hard for people to come out and want help and...
Yeah, or even sometimes to recognize that they really are in crisis.
Right.
So.
Well, that's awesome. Do you have anything else to add for Penguin Radio?
I think this is great. This is a lot of fun. Yeah. I haven't been on campus radio in a long time.
So you have been on before.
Not this one specifically. I've been at other places.
Okay.
So this is your first time for Penguin Radio here?
This is my first time.
Your Penguin Radio debut.
There it is.
Wow.
A great one at that.
Well, this is Levi Shanks, and we are still here at Family Weekend here on radio.dominican.edu, and we will come back. Stay tuned. But we will be back with another interview at Family Weekend. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Dominican University here at Family Weekend Service Fair. And I am joined here for the next interview with Lorraine Doering, who is the mother of Jennifer Doering, who is a junior liberal studies major. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. How'd you like the fair today?
It's great.
Yeah?
How far away did you travel today?
We came from San Diego.
Wow. So did you guys drive here or fly?
We flew.
Good. Yeah, that's the way to go. I don't know if I could stay in a car for that long. So your daughter is a junior. So have you been here before?
Yes. We come to the parent weekends each year.
Good. That's awesome. I wish my parents could come, but we've talked about this, but our families are pretty close by, so we get to see them quite a bit. But what's your favorite part about Dominican?
I just like the atmosphere here, the spirit, the community.
Yeah, it's a great community. So is it difficult for you being away from your daughter?
It was at first.
Yeah.
She's our only child, so that was an adjustment when she went away to college. But she chose this place after doing a lot of research of other colleges. She's been very happy here, so we're just happy that she's happy.
Good. And that's all that matters is the support, you know, from family, especially when you live far away. It's good to, you know, have that. When I moved away from my family, I called my mom like 5 times a day. So it's definitely good to have that support for sure. So does she like? She loves it here, obviously.
She does.
Is she around here?
She
right
was
now?
Here. She's over getting in line for the convocation.
Oh, so are you guys watch her for that?
Yes, we will.
Yeah,
you're excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you guys been to convocation?
Yes.
Before? Okay. So
this is
a normal routine for you guys. That's awesome.
Our annual trip.
Yeah. So well. You have one more after this.
Yeah, it's just one more.
Yep,
it's gone by pretty
fast.
Yeah,
right. Is it weird that she's going to graduate soon, or?
Oh, we'll get used to that too.
Yeah, just another adjustment.
As time goes through.
Yeah, another adjustment. Well, anything you would like to add?
I don't think so.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks.
And this is Penguin Radio, and you are listening. While we are at Family Weekend here at Dominican University of California. If you are just tuning in, we are here at Family Weekend on Penguin Radio. I am here with Joaquin Cordero, and I'm Diane Farina, and we are also being joined by Danielle Arena, who is a freshman this year at Dominican. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
Pretty good.
What is your major?
Enjoying Family Weekend.
I'm a history major.
History major. Ooh.
Wow.
What are you planning on doing with that?
Hopefully, I would like to teach, like middle school or high school.
Nice. So, how do you like Dominican so far? You've been here for a couple months.
Yeah, no, I love it here. It's a blast.
Good. So, are you living in the dorms, I assume?
I am, yeah, in Penafort.
Oh, okay.
Penafort.
Penafort, like Awkward Hall? Like upper
no,
level,
I'm on level. Second floor.
Ooh.
He knows
I'll
all
call.
About Penafort.
We both are.
It's all about Awkward Hall. It's all about the first two. I was Penafort 1.
No.
So that's where it's
were
at.
You really?
Yeah.
I wasn't in the dorms.
You're a transfer student. Come on.
Transfer. Yeah. So I'm pretty much in your shoes too because I came here last year. I've only been here for a year and starting to now dig deep into, you know, the whole Dominican atmosphere. So I know how it is too because I was totally lost my first year.
Yeah, no, it's fun. And I mean, everyone else is kind of lost with you. So we're all like blindly walking together.
And that makes it cool. At least you're not the only one. But what's your favorite part about Dominican?
Ooh, I don't know. I like going to the sporting events with my friends, probably. Like, a bunch of us went to the volleyball game last night, and that was so
fun. That was fun, yeah. And they were great.
It was really exciting,
game.
Yeah.
I wish I could have been there. Wow.
What class are you taking this semester?
Just mostly GEs, and then I have an upper division history class, so.
Wow.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. Fun. Well, you are joined by your friend. What's your friend's name?
Jing.
Jing, do you want to jump on the radio?
Sure.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much for getting interviewed.
Yeah.
And now for your friend.
That was Danielle Arena.
All right.
So
How are you?
Tell everybody what's your name.
My name's Jing Lovkin.
And you are a freshman here at Dominican as well.
Yeah.
And what's your major?
I'm a dance major.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what kind of, I don't know much about the dance major here. What styles do you do?
So it's Alonzo King Lyons Ballet BFA program. So it's a lot of contemporary. We do have ballet classes, but most of the time it's contemporary. Twice a week we go into San Francisco and we actually take classes at Lyons Ballet. So.
Wow, that sounds awesome. How do you like it?
It's really stressful.
Really?
Like it's a lot of fun and it's a lot of work, but it's just a constant, you know, it's just a constant work. you're just constantly physically and emotionally and mentally very, very tired. But it's good.
Is it hard to handle your schoolwork and the ballet?
It can be, because my classes end up being super late. They end up being, you know, from like 6 to 8:40 at night.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's not always fun.
That's tough.
Yeah. But it's actually all right. I only have 3 academic classes, because the rest of them are dance, because that's where we spend the majority of our day. Mm-hmm.
So can you walk us through a typical day in the life of a dancer? Because it's different than a normal life.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to say like Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we wake up, I'd say around 8, and we have class over at Marin Ballet, which is past the soccer field and the tennis courts.
Right.
And we have dance from 9:30 until 2:30. I usually walk back, and then I have class from 3:05 to 5:45. And then Tuesdays and Thursdays, we have to wake up super early so that we can run to breakfast, get on the bus, and then go to San Francisco, class from 9 until 2:30, and then we bus back, and then I have class sometimes from 6 to 8:40.
Do you eat?
Yeah.
Do you have time to eat?
Can I ask a follow-up question? What do you eat?
Yeah.
What do I eat? Well, first of all, I try to eat as much as possible.
Yeah, well, athletes, yeah. Typical, you know, eat as much as possible.
You know, it's a little bit tricky because a lot of times the times that we're in class are the exact times that
Calorie
cafeteria again. Is open, and so, you know, sometimes our class will end right at the moment that it closes. So a lot of times in the mornings we try and like this sounds so bad, but we have like little Tupperwares, and so like we'll just pile a bunch of food in our plates and then we'll just like stick it in the Tupperware.
Careful, people might yeah.
So but you know, we make it work, and we all have like big pantries in our rooms that just we stock up on food, and we are just constantly. I don't know when there's a time when I'm not eating.
Yeah, I'm refreshman year. So
well,
just,
yeah, I just saw you with the
sandwiches.
Cookie.
Yeah, sandwiches all
I mean,
time.
You know.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We are here on Penguin Radio at Family Weekend, and we will be right back with our next interviewee.
Welcome back to Dominican University here at Families Weekend on radio.dominican.edu. We are being joined with our last interview of the day, Susanna McHugh, Family Nurse Practitioner Student Health Center here at Dominican University. So, the nurse is what I would like to call her, simple terms. How are you today?
I'm great, thank you.
It's a long, fancy title.
I actually am, it's just one nurse practitioner, and then I've got Mary, my partner mm-hmm. in the health center, who wears every other hat in there. She organizes it, and she books all you folks.
So she runs the show.
She
You're just a talent.
The whole show. Yes, I am.
You're the talent. She runs the whole show.
I can write prescriptions.
So tell us about the Student Health Center. What do you guys offer?
Well, we are free and accessible to the students to just usually walk in and let us know what they need in that particular moment. We are seeing, unfortunately, a bit of a stomach bug that's been going around. And we're seeing a little cough thing that's happening right now.
Yeah.
And then we also see students if they need something preventive, birth control or something to keep them mm-hmm. safe if they're sexually active, or information, or really anything. We're there just to talk to if people are having a hard time. Mm-hmm. It's where people can come in and sign up for counseling with our interns that work in the counseling center.
Mm-hmm.
We are just a tiny little spot, but right in the front door of Bertrand Hall, and always happy to see the students.
Well, that's great. Any upcoming events that you guys are having?
We've been doing tons of flu shots, and we have one more flu shot clinic. We had almost 200 people at our first
clinic.
Wow.
And those were given by 6 of our fine community health nursing students.
Wow.
So nursing students do the flu shot.
The nursing students
wow.
are
interesting.
Doing
wow.
flu shots. And I don't know if it's the right time to say, but for most of them, that was the first shot they'd ever given in their
wow.
whole lives, was the first person in line.
And did they do well?
They did a fantastic
Good.
Job. And they really had to keep a pace that was kind of stressful.
Well, yeah, I mean, 200 people.
Exactly.
That's a lot of people.
Line into the parking lot.
And all in the Hill Center?
I didn't see you two there.
No, I wasn't there. I got an email from Kaiser today saying that I need to get a flu shot. So
along those lines, we have another clinic next week, 12 to 1 o'clock Thursday in Creekside. And that is, it'll be free for folks that have Kaiser because we have some of the Kaiser flu vaccine to give you guys for free, $20 for other folks. And I highly, highly recommend it for particularly students that are living in the dorms because it is so rough to get the flu when you are
a student.
The middle of February and you are behind in classes and you feel terrible like you've been run over by a truck. your mom's not there.
And, right.
Better to avoid it. And
Absolutely. This
year's flu shot is really super well matched to the viruses that are coming around this year.
Good.
So I hope all the students will come and see us and get that taken care of.
Absolutely.
We've had a few students that they tell us their mothers made them come and check to make sure.
That is the best way to get a student down there. So.
They had somebody take a picture of them while they were getting the vaccine and send it. They texted it to their mother.
Proof.
To prove
proof, mom. You see that? I got it done.
So, no big deal. It'll take 5 or 10 minutes. Yeah. So I hope you both will come as well.
Next week on Thursday, I will be there.
Let's go together.
Done.
Okay. All right. We'll bring Penguin Radio.
Penguin Radio will cover that.
Yep. But anything else you would like to add?
What would I like to add? That, you know, everybody is welcome in the health center no matter what it is because there's never a question that is inappropriate. There's never – all questions are good and we're super happy and available. If we can't see you right in that moment, we can see you later on that day. But that's what we're there for, and we love our jobs. Cool. We really love what we do for our work. We're so lucky to be here at Dominican.
Well,
and we thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sure, my pleasure.
Thank you once again, Susanna, the family nurse practitioner at the Student Health Center. Be there, be square next week on Thursday for that flu shot.
We'll be there.
We're going to end Penguin Radio. Mic cover. Who knows?
Who knows?
Thank you so much once again. This has been me, Joaquin Cordero, and Diane Farina for this coverage of the Student Services Fair for Family Weekend. Thank you so much and enjoy.
Penguin Radio.